looks like another round of brinksmanship over federal spending. The House Republicans, as you mentioned, are expected to pass today a short-term bill that would carry through November 18th. They've attached federal disaster aid money for Hurricane Irene and the tornadoes in Joplin and some of the other disasters that have hit the U.S. But the Senate has already passed a bill that includes more funding, and Harry Reid is saying if the House does not increase its level of funding, that he's going to seek to amend the bill and send it back to the House. And so that's where we have the sticking point is over this money for the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
How far apart are they, and what is the possible route to reconciling?
Well, they're only a few billion dollars apart. Of course, that's a lot of money, but that's not a lot of money compared to the sums they were arguing about earlier this year. Basically, somebody's going to have to blink, as is usually the case. The House and Republicans are not sure that Harry Reid is going to actually have the votes in the Senate to send the bill back amended to the House. He's relying on a group of Republicans who supported him when the Senate initially passed its bill. It's not clear whether all of them are going to stay on board or whether they're going to say now that they prefer the House version, which does include $3.65 billion in disaster aid compared to $6.9 billion in the Senate bill. And the House Republicans are already warning that even if Harry Reid does send it back to the House, they don't think they have the votes over there to pass a bill that has more money. So I think there are doubts as to whether Reid is sort of bluffing here, whether he is trying to make the House amend its bill before they go ahead and pass it. And I think with 10 days left before they're scheduled to go on a recess next week, but with 10 days left before the September 30th deadline, at this point, there's little expectation that it's going to go down to the wire again. But there's a lot of bluster over the last 24 hours or so.
A couple of questions. But first, you mentioned the recess, and I wanted to get to that immediately. Do you see, do you smell, do you sense somewhere in the air that that recess may be put off at least a little bit until they get this resolved?
I think, you know, what you usually see in this situation is that they would go into later on Friday or the weekend next week. The recess is for the Jewish holidays. There's little appetite for messing with that. Reid did threaten yesterday to keep the Congress in all week next week to work on it, but that's pretty typical in these situations when they're running up against the deadline. The biggest threat that the Senate or either leadership has is to cancel the recess, and that usually gets the parties back to the tables. So at this point, it's possible that if there's a little bit of back and forth in terms of the Senate sending back the bill, it's possible that they could go into the weekend a little bit. But again, I think it's doubtful that this would drag well into next week.
We're speaking with Russell Berman, a writer for The Hill newspaper. So if they do not get a bill passed or agreed to this week, what happens then?
What happens then is they would either have to stay in next week, or they would have to, you know, essentially maybe take a few days off for the holiday and then return with enough time before September 30th to pass some sort of bill, because September 30th is the day when the funding expires. So that is when they'd have to get something done.
Now, I've also been hearing, and we seem to be getting the impression that agencies are sort of holding still. Federal agencies aren't really willing to do much of anything until at least they hear back from the super committee and find out exactly what those recommendations might be. How much of a factor is what the super committee is going to be doing and those recommendations?
Well, it's a big factor because it's perhaps not a coincidence that this continuing resolution, this spending bill, would take the federal government to November 18th, which is right around the time, a little bit before, when the super committee has to make its recommendations. And there's a thought among some lawmakers and some people on and around Capitol Hill that the super committee's bill is going to be the one big vehicle for putting in, whether it's federal spending or any other issue. And so there's some thought that the spending bill for the rest of 2012 might be tied in some way to the super committee bill, whether it's officially paired with it or whether it's just sort of part of those discussions, because it's sort of seen as the last train leaving the station before everybody really gets into campaign mode around here.
So just to summarize, there could be a bill agreed on as soon as this week, and if they can do that, then they can go home, and then the CR would take effect on the 1st of October.
That's correct, and we heard Mitch McConnell predicting that they would have an agreement relatively quickly, perhaps by Thursday night, if not sooner.